Smartphone sales in China declined 45% in February. I never got used to that. February.
With the extra R.
I just want to say February.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're saying it wrong.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for pointing that out.
No problem.
Really helping out here today. This is not much of a surprise. Apple, Huawei, and Xiaomi suffered a massive drop in sales during February. Lots of things going on in the world that are affecting and impacting this. And it goes to show you how, like, man, you could spend some time engineering something. You could put out a whole new phone. All those new iPhones, all those new cameras. And then circumstances outside of your control can just wallop you and change the landscape.
Yeah.
And make people think differently. That was the old slogan from Apple. Uh-huh. They thought different, but not the different way that Apple would have loved. But it's not just Apple that's affected. Apple, Huawei, Xiaomi. When you're indoors, Will, when you're sitting in your room locked up, you're not thinking, I got to get that hot new phone. You got no one to even show it off to.
That's the main point.
Sitting in this room with this $1,000 phone.
Yeah.
Get out there and show it off, man.
Useless.
Apple sold less than 500,000 smartphones in that month. And last year, in the same amount of time, 1.27 million. And what was the phone they had last year? 10S. 10S. It wasn't even that cool compared to the 10 compared to now. Mm-hmm. with the whole pro 11. Situation going on. Mm-hmm. And the word pro. And still, it was, I mean, almost three times, more than double the amount of smartphones. It's a 60% decline year over year. This article is coming via GSM Arena. And like I said, it's you kind of forget. You kind of, the volatility of it all. You sit around, you get excited about the new and upcoming phones, and then some circumstance can hit, some set of circumstances. And all of a sudden, the importance of a particular subject, it goes down a peg.
Uh-huh.
And you say, oh, there's more going on. And all of a sudden, these massive interconnected components and jobs, people's behaviors and responsibility, I mean, everything changes. And it's going to take a while to spin it around and turn it around and to build that confidence back up. And so much so that Apple, they're having to, and others are having to go out in front and adjust people's expectations because they got the shareholders and they want to make sure that people don't expect something that ain't going to come, like some performance that's just not going to be there. Mm-hmm. Chinese companies dropped from 12.72 million in February 2019 to 5.85 million 12 months later. That's a big time drop there for the conglomerate of Chinese manufacturers. They say it's due to the closing of multiple factories across China combined with the state curbing travel and asking residents to stay home. So all these companies have been forced to revisit revenue guidance due to slumping sales. I know you're a big business guy, Will. All right, I got to talk about topics like this. You're a big business guy, and you're investing, you're invested, you're an investor. And it's just not a hot time right now.
No.
It doesn't matter if it's smartphones or oil.
Yeah, I'm losing all my hair.
It's not a good time for you right now.
Yeah.
Right now is a time you take a break, you take a step back, you take a deep breath. And you let the chips fall where they may. Mm. That's you right now.
Yeah. Can't control it.
No, it's not time to upgrade. There's too much uncertainty out there. You hang on to your smartphone.
Uh-huh.
Didn't you just upgrade?
Well, I was just checking it out. I have to return.
Okay. You were just checking it out. Checking it out. All right. So that's the message. Or maybe the message is the opposite. Maybe you and I were trying to see where it's an economic stimulus package. And we tell the world, get out there and get that hot new phone.
No.
Okay, fine. That's not us. But anyway, smartphone sales, they're down. big time. Some of the biggest I've seen in a long time. And like I said, there's a number of factors involved, but end of the day, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is the bottom line. Bottom line don't care about you. Yeah. Bottom line don't care about your feelings. Yeah. Bottom line cares about one thing.
What's that?
The bottom line.
Jeez.
I like how you genuinely set it up, though.
Yeah.
You know.
I try.
Yeah, even a foldable phone situation couldn't save it. Nothing could save it. No. An extra camera on an iPhone couldn't save it. At that point, nothing's going to save it. Now, you look forward and you say you lose the hype. You lose the bang factor of any of these new phones because you know the next iPhone is going to be some S series, some partial upgrade status, but you don't get the bang again. And it's man, it's easy to break things and difficult to make them. Mm-hmm. Difficult to build, easy to break. We underestimate how hard it is to compel people to say, I've got the thing that you need in your life. It's a whole cycle. It takes time. Once you're out for a while. They want to pull you back in. We'll see how it goes. So, hey, 2021, man. 2021. It's crazy. You got to look to a whole nother year.
Yeah.
They got to look to a whole nother year. Imagine, we missed it. Better luck next year. Jeez, man. We get a bad video. It's like, we got tomorrow. Let's do better next time. We can get right back, get back on the horse.
Yeah, there's no planning involved here.
No, God, no. A year from now? What's a year? Oh. Who's got a year? All the things that are out to get me right now? I don't have a year.
Yeah. Day by day.
You see these comments I'm getting? You're done!
Boo.
You're out of here. Get out of town. Yeah. We're sick of it. You know? The next news story, Unbox Therapy, views decline 45% in February.
It's like, so what do you think?
Due to a number of factors, mostly that insane host.
Yeah.
People are sick of it. Yeah, no, we get to hop back on the horse immediately. It's crazy, man. You think the way they got to map these products out, you get another year. Hopefully nothing happens next year. Yeah. Hopefully nothing happens next year. It just wipes us out. It's tough. Here's some good news. Samsung's latest device is the Galaxy S20 series gain Netflix HDR10 certification. All right? And this might seem like not a very big deal, but I was amazed. I went through the list of devices that Netflix certifies and says these are the ones you want to watch Netflix on. And it's not as many devices as you would think. The device has to meet their criteria for what they, you know, for HDR10 certification. Mm. So they write display on there, Will. Mm. And where do you go? Which company do you go to? You want to find a nice display?
Samsung.
Do you?
Well, I think so.
You just knock on their door.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Give me that 120 hertz, you know.
Yeah. I'm here for a nice display, y'all. I heard you guys have some...
The two combo.
Couple of decent displays two over here. One. Because I'm in the market for a nicer display, y'all.
Yeah,
that's where you would go. And these S20 devices, they got to be the nicest. They're the latest from that particular manufacturer. And the surprising part here is that Netflix got them into the certification and on the list really quickly. So if you go down to the HDR... Netflix and HDR right there. These are your guidelines. And I'm amazed, like, for example, click on Google. Pixel 3 and 3 XL. 4 is not even in there. Hmm. You click on Huawei, for example. You have a handful of devices. The oldest being the P20, by the looks of it. Hmm. Or maybe the Mate 10, whichever is older out of those two. You click on OnePlus. All you have is OnePlus 7 and 7 Pro, just the latest. And you click on Xiaomi, there's a couple in there. You know, you got a handful, but now click on Samsung. Blam! How about those screens? Netflix likes them. I'll tell you what, Netflix likes those Samsung displays. So, I mean, to be clear, they added the S20 to that list of the for the optimal Netflix viewing smartphones. But if you have an S10, S10 Plus, S9, S9 Plus, S10e, S10 Lite, even their tablets, Tab S3. So dating back, Note 8, Note 10. It's a lot of, even the Z Flip is on there. Z Flip, well.
Where?
At the very bottom. Oh. Z Flip, HDR10 Netflix certified. So look, I'm just saying, you watch a lot of Netflix on your smartphone and you want to watch it at the full clip, max capacity, as you would as a technology fan, aficionado, enthusiast, etc., then you're probably going to want to look at a Samsung device, if that matters.
What does that mean? It just means like better quality?
You're going to get Dolby Vision or HDR10. All right, you're going to get the best stream that Netflix can offer. Their highest caliber of Ultra HD. They're going to bring it to you. You're going to have more dynamic range. You're going to have some high dynamic range. You see that, Will? You see how that works?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Dynamic range. That's the key component in your experience. When you watch something, you sit down with a bag of popcorn and you say, this dynamic range, I can't even get into the store.
It's way too much.
I got no dynamic range here. I can't get into this story. And on the flip side, when you have the HDR10 certification and you're watching the show as you would, whatever it happens to be, I don't know what's supported. Let's look it up. Give us Netflix HDR10 content. I want to see just a quick search here.
Oh.
Which shows are actually supported in HDR10. So we can at least suggest to some people what they should check out. It's not the whole inventory. Even though your device might be supported, it's not every single thing on Netflix that supports it, where the original rip is capable. So we have a list here. 156 rows.
That's a lot.
My goodness, that's more content than I thought. So it's a number of titles here. 13 Reasons Why, 22 July. Futile, Stupid Gesture, Adam Sandler, 100% Fresh. Oh, no, that's no, not supported. Okay, so this is a list, yes or no, either Dolby Atmos or Dolby Vision and HDR10. Arrested Development, yes. American Vandal, Black Mirror is definitely yes. It's a long list. Daredevil.
Not a lot of no's.
Dave Chappelle, Sticks and Stones.
Yeah.
Is a yes. So this is not the entire list of Netflix shows. It either has to be, this is a list of either Dolby Vision or HDR10. Dolby Atmos or HDR10 Dolby Vision. So it has to be supported. Altered Carbon. This is, I don't know. It's a pretty long list. So you can take advantage of it, and it's just going to bring out more performance. Your screen is capable of it, essentially. Mm-hmm. On your Samsung device, your screen can do it. So Netflix will feed it. And if you don't have one of these supported devices, you won't get that feed in the first place. And all this is going to mean for you is that you're just going to see more detail in the video as intended by the original producer. It's all kinds of fancy codecs and things to deliver a stream to you that's reliable and capable of HDR10. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of tech in the background. But ultimately, what you end up with is the current best mobile streaming experience, essentially, that's out there. So you're going to appreciate your content a little bit more. And you spent so much money on this beautiful display in the first place, you want to feed it something nice. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying here.
Yeah.
It turns out, if you want the best Netflix video viewing phone of 2020, you're going to want to take a long, hard look at the S20 series. Probably the Ultra would be the Ultra experience. Mm. We go to the movie theater, it's Ultra AVX. Mm-hmm. They're going to run out of words, you know.
Yeah.
Ultra, Ultimate. Throw something else in there. Excellent.
Extreme.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme is even, imagine, Extreme AVX. Ugh. Which one at the movie theater is the one that's spraying you or?
That's D-Box.
D-Box.
Yeah.
What does it hit you with? It's vibrating. The chair's like, moving, but it's spray. Water. Is one of them spraying you with water, isn't it?
They say it's water.
They say it's water.
It's chemicals.
Wow. Yep. So exciting times for Samsung owners. One more thing you can brag about. Mm-hmm. You can be sitting next to your friend in the cafeteria, and you're watching Netflix. They're watching Netflix. They're watching Netflix on their lesser device, on an iPhone, like, let's say. On an iPhone, and yeah,
just
exactly.
Scoffing at him.
Look at my detail over here. Look at my HDR10 over here. Yeah. Can't even watch. I can't even. Couldn't even be bothered. I wouldn't even. If I was you, I wouldn't even be watching that.
Yeah, that's harmful to your eyes.
If I was you, I would just put that down and read a newspaper. Because it's the same amount of detail.
Yeah.
That black and white.
Yeah.
There's some new Power Beats headphones coming out, Power Beats 4. There was a video that leaked ahead of the official announcement. This is a sporty headphone, hence the power component. This is something Kirk would like when he's doing the jumping jacks and the calisthenics and the aerobics. Do you remember the thing back in the day with the step? You step on it?
Yeah.
I think it's called the step. What is it called? Step.
Step on?
You're stepping on this thing. It's a step, and that's and you're getting just crazy fit because of it. It's a step. No.
This is not it? This is the one?
No, it was. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm wrong. That's it. It's just it's a step, and you're stepping on it, and you're burning, and your thighs are involved. So. Tybo. Yeah, it's in the same. Tybo. Zumba. What are you looking up here? I don't think you spell Tybo like that, man.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Tybo. It's like Taekwondo. That the Thai is spelled like that because you're, you know, doing moves and whatnot. Anyway, yeah, so Kirk would appreciate a type of headphone like this for all the kicking and dancing and everything else that he's doing. And some people are just not, for some people, Will, the earbud is not enough. It's slipping, it's sliding, it falls out. They're very active, these people. Mm. You wouldn't know anything about it.
No.
And so that's why the Power Beats exists. I always see NBA players, and during a warm-up, they have the Power Beats in. Because they're jostling. And this has the ear hook on it. So it fits on tightly, plus the interchangeable ear tip. And they've got a new version of it. It's the third model of the Power Beats. It's going to use Apple's H1 chip, which obviously they're able to use as the benefit of the acquisition of the Beats company. The Beats branded products get to tap into the Apple ecosystem with the H1 chip, so you can use Siri. And of course, if you have an iPhone to pair one of these sets, then you're going to see the nice animation, and it's all going to feel very cohesive. The new Power Beats 4, did I say 3 previously? This is the fourth version. It features a sleeker design, supposedly. It's supposed to be more comfortable in the ear. Well, that would be great. And up to 15 hours of battery life, according to the source of the leak. And there's even a video of the pairing animation that leaked out as well. Long press the button on the side, the Beats button, in order to activate Siri. Can I just say something about Siri, Will?
What's up?
I was using an iPhone. I don't know if you recall. And
I can tell you're disappointed.
The lack of Google Assistant or using something other than Google Assistant, it felt like a major downgrade for me. Because I use Assistant all the time. I use Android Auto in the car. I constantly hit the mic to answer questions while I'm driving or something. I hit the mic.
Okay.
Can you tell me? That's me in the car driving. Hey, Google. I just start snapping. Yeah. Google's like, nice tune there, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Google. That probably doesn't work. It probably doesn't trigger it. I don't know. It's cool. I'm driving down the road, and it's the best way to interact with your phone when you're driving is via voice. Yeah. You can't be looking at the thing, and this is so easy. I can trigger it from the steering wheel, and so I got so used to the power and utility and sophistication of Assistant, and it's amazing. I can't throw it off. Its ability to discern what I'm saying, even bizarre. I say bizarre things, man. And then I had Siri going for a couple of weeks, and I was dead.
Yeah.
In my car. I couldn't get anything done.
It didn't have CarPlay?
Yeah, no, even with I'm saying the CarPlay's hooked up.
Oh, okay.
And Siri, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you want to do. I'm sorry. Oh. Constantly sorry. I didn't get that. Mm. What was that? Did you say, and then it's wrong, and it's just not on the same level. I'm just saying, man. I'm not trying to incite anything. I'm just saying, I just had the A-B test very recently, so. Anyway, these ones will trigger Siri. I don't know what happens if you pair these to an Android phone, if the same button would activate Assistant.
Right.
That's a curious thought right there. Anyways, 15 hours of battery life, that's pretty good, because I don't think that's including the case, is it?
I don't think there is a case with it.
Yeah, so that's just in the headphones. That's pretty good. That could be three times as much as a typical set of fully wireless earbuds. Now, they do have a cord between them, but if you're going for the fitness thing or the secure fit to begin with, maybe that doesn't bother you. Mm. By the time you have the ear thing on, hooked around, does the little cable bother you? I don't really know, but regardless, this is their fitness play. The headphones are expected to be announced very soon, likely shipping alongside iOS 13.4. This coming to us via 9to5 Mac. Also, a number of colors available, black, white, and red. And you know what, Will? It's got the big Beats logo on there. So it just makes people feel warm and fuzzy and comfy when they put it on. They say, or when they get the package around the holiday season and they just see the Beats logo, they say, oh, thanks. Oh, shucks. You shouldn't have. Yeah. There's still some cachet with the brand. Mm. And they got a few endorsement deals, and you know how the whole thing goes. Mm. You remember the story in the Olympics? Panasonic was a sponsor. This was a couple years back. And they were the official audio or official headphone sponsor of that particular Olympics. And Beats, don't ask me how, they had some street team stuff going on. They're like, that's cool. We'll just deliver some Beats to various athletes' locations. Mm-hmm. Just quietly. An athlete would come, oh, there's some Beats over there. And then they were wearing them on TV. It was some gorilla stuff. Mm. And what are you going to do? You see a pair at the door. You pop them on. Next thing you know, you're on TV. Next thing you know, people are in the store picking them up. It's how it works, Will.
Yeah. Business, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Wow, you're quick on that one. You ever heard of this fruit? It's called the durian fruit. You ever heard of that, Will?
Yes, I have.
Really?
I am Asian.
Well, that's true. But hey, man, I wasn't suggesting.
I wasn't.
I never tried it, but I heard it really smelled very bad. Or it has a strong smell. I shouldn't say bad. Some people love this.
It's very strong. Very strong.
It's a very strong smell.
Yeah.
But you enjoy it or you don't enjoy it?
It depends.
Okay, that sounds like no.
It depends.
I mean, usually if I really enjoy a food, I don't say it depends.
Like, some people eat it, like, not cold. It's just straight up, you know, room temperature. And it's a funk.
Okay, so that's the big issue, is if it's cold or not?
Yeah, if it's cold, it's actually okay.
Just okay. See, you don't like this thing. You can say you don't like it.
Well, it's decent.
Anyway, this is not why. We're not actually talking about the flavor today.
Okay.
Apparently, this fruit has some magic powers, some real special science going on. World's smelliest fruit could charge your mobile phone in exceptional way, says new research. So it's got some fancy sponge going on, which apparently makes it a super capacitor, which feel like Elon Musk probably has used that term before. I feel like in his life at some point he has said supercapacitor. What do you think the odds are?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
100%, okay. So apparently they can use the waste products from durian or and or jackfruit, which I don't even know what jackfruit is. Let's look that up. Jackfruit. It looks kind of like it's. Oh, it's also a very weird looking fruit too. Mm-hmm. They definitely have that at TNT. I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they don't even need to. Apparently, they use the waste product of the fruit, which is even better because it's going in the garbage. Supposedly, they convert the fruit waste into a carbon aerogel using non-toxic methods. You following me still here, Will? Yeah, that's right. Of course they do.
That's a lot of science.
Yeah, of course they do. Aerogel. Of course they would. Then the fruit-derived aerogels are turned into electrodes, which are tested for their energy storage properties. Then you get the super fast charging. Durian and jackfruit electrodes demonstrate outstanding performance, making them a green, low-cost energy solution for charging phones, laptops, and tablets. See how that works? Isn't that easy?
Yeah.
What are we doing with all these?
Save the planet.
What are we doing with all these batteries? That's how easy it was.
Yeah.
This is via goodnewsnetwork.org. And apparently the way these supercapacitors operate is they're able to, compared to batteries, supercapacitors are not only able to charge devices very quickly, but in orders of magnitude greater charging cycles than conventional devices. So, you know, when you pick up one of those battery banks, they might be rated for 500 recharge cycles before you got to trash them and they don't perform the way they originally did. Apparently, this organic material here has even greater potential than that. Now, the thing you would have, the way this tech would be implemented, you're not going to have, you're not going to stick your USB cable into a bucket of durian. They'll have to find a way to package the thing, but it's amazing the type of stuff you find out there in nature when you're out there snooping around. You bump into a durian fruit, you look at it sideways, you say to yourself, that's a USB charger right there. Or you say, that smells very pungent.
Yeah.
You one or the other. Or you say, I'm going to eat that.
It's spiky. The outside of it, it's right? Pretty dangerous.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen one?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got a blade. You crack into it, don't you?
Yeah.
You would.
But who would have thunk?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could say that about everything at one point.
I guess so.
Imagine all the people had to eat poisonous things and figure it out the hard way.
Yeah.
That ain't us. We're soft.
Cow's milk is.
We're soft. We're eating toast upstairs, sir.
Yeah.
Off the fancy Japanese toaster.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have to mess with those spikes. Nonetheless, I don't know. There's more details in the article. It sounds kind of interesting. As is the case with many of these findings, does it ever make its way into practical application, industrial application, commercial application? Man, who knows? But there's a group of people at the University of Sydney that seem interested in it, including Professor Vincent Gomez. So good luck to you, brother. Hopefully we can...
Make Greta happy.
Oh, Greta would love this. Greta would love this.
Yeah.
There is a new site pirating everything, Will. You pirate Hulu, Disney Plus, Netflix, HBO Now, Prime Video, and Showtime. It's our friends at Mischief. These are the guys that are always getting me into trouble because I showed off their latest art project, which was the mystery box, and prior to that the Jesus shoes, and then people said, what are you doing linking up to this, and can you vouch for that? And I feel like I put the disclaimers in, but people, they don't care about the disclaimers, Will. And you know what, maybe they're right. You put it on Unbox Therapy, you could throw a billion disclaimers on it, people still take what they want. You know, you put a video on Unbox Therapy, Will, you got 7,000 comments in 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's how it is.
The video's not even over yet. People are like, people take from it what they will.
Yep.
And so you have to, through some kind of abundance of caution, control what people can and can't see. Because once it's on there, they're like, Lou, bought it, scam, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Your fault. I'm like, geez, man. I'm just the... I just made the video. The thing, it showed up.
Oh, no.
I try to...
You're Mr. Mischief.
I'm Mr. Mischief. Know. Just through affiliation. But I understand. For the record, I'm not even saying... Like, I do assume some responsibility. There is a sense of responsibility. We've had situations in the past where I have to come back and clarify and say, look, this was screwed up. I still don't know what Mischief is completely as a company, but that's the idea, right? The idea is that you don't really know. And so they're playing around in the sketchy land to keep in the news, and it's working. They're back in the news again. It was the box. It was the Jesus shoe. It was things before that, and now it's this. And look at this. They're on, this is project number 17 right now, 17 or 18. Every single time it's some new experiment. And so people don't realize what they're up to. People saw the Mischief box and they thought, oh, that's what that whole company is. They'll do it for 5 minutes and then they got some next thing. Mm-hmm. It's all part of some big art project. So it's tough to fully decipher exactly what's going on. And I warn people of that. But apparently their latest art project, their latest statement, is in relationship to the current state of streaming in 2020, in which we're expected to have all these various streaming services that I already mentioned, Hulu, Disney, Netflix, and so forth. And we've talked about the potential for subscription fatigue on recent previous episodes. Like, which ones do you hold on to? Which subscriptions matter to you? How many can you sustain? Reasonably, with all the fees associated. And so they're saying, forget it. We have our new streams. What's it called? Streams.fm?
Allthestreams.fm.
Allthestreams.fm. Now, I'm not telling you to go there. I don't know. Probably, maybe you go to that site and all of a sudden the Pentagon calls you up. Mm-hmm. They say, we see that you were one of the visitors and we're coming to visit you. We visit you. So I'm not, again, full disclaimers, all the disclaimers. I don't know. I don't know everything. I'm willing to admit it. I don't know everything. Know very little, Will. I know very little. That's what I know for a fact.
That makes two of us.
I know 100% that I do not know 100%. You see how that works? But that's fine. That's what makes life exciting. I mean, you're in the best position to learn when you realize... Mm-hmm. You need to know a lot more. Mm. You get out there and chew through some information. Mm. Try to get to the bottom of something. You start off with that blank slate.
Yeah.
Brain dead. I expected to get a reaction. I got a tiny little reaction from Kirk. No, definitely not completely.
Looking at the lineup here.
Yeah, what did you discover?
You know, I visited.
You visited.
So
you're going to get a visit.
Yeah. They're just playing whatever they want.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of an old school meets new school. It's inspired by pirate radio. Yeah. You don't get to pick what's on. You click between these various services and they get to play whatever they want to you from that service. But when, you know, as of right now, The Office is playing and Game of Thrones and whatever else. It's a bizarre thing. I don't know how long they expect to get away with it. Obviously, it's being covered on Mashable here. We're covering it. So it's a matter of time before the right people find out and shut it down. There is a kind of mission statement on there. All the streams is made to revel in platform independence and to demonstrate how even the most lo-fi hacks can be the equal of giants. So it's part of a statement. And they talk about how piracy is a consequence of piracy will emerge again because of the difficulty by which these big players are making it to get all the content you want to get, all these exclusives. For the record, I don't necessarily subscribe to that idea. No. I think
But you also don't subscribe to all of these services as well.
No, I don't. I think you make a selection. You pick what you like. And
yeah.
Look, we're coming off the back of the cable situation, cable subscription situation, where you would be forced to bundle together all kinds of things that you didn't necessarily want. Mm-hmm. So it's not new. I don't have enough time to watch all this stuff anyway. So because of that, and nor would I recommend somebody watch Hulu, Disney, Netflix, HBO, Prime Video, and Showtime. If you came to me and said, I need all of them, I'd say, geez, man. What you got going on? You can't. I got Netflix and I don't watch it enough, in my opinion. I got all kinds of stones left unturned. So, but I get it. They knew they were going to get tons of action. I bet you if I click, look, I'll click on this thing right now. Okay. I'm about to go on the list here.
So it tells you how many people are actually watching.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go look for right now. I'll click on it right now. Okay, let's see. We have 273,000 people are currently on here. I think people, part of it is you love the idea of, oh, they don't want me to be here. Mm-hmm. They don't want me to be here. I'm here. They don't want me to be here.
It's just outside. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, I don't know. You feel kind of scandalous, but it's like not really. There's no real consequence. You don't think there are. You see how that goes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a whole manifesto on the site. And one interesting thing, when you land on the web page, it doesn't start playing right away. You have to click see what's playing. So at that point, when you visit the web page, you haven't really done anything yet. This is mischief drop number 17. If you can also text them and you'll get mischief drop 18 before the public. I'm still not sure why they're trying to collect phone numbers. They want access to audience members on a very intimate level. So again, be aware of what's going on and what's happening to you. Are you watching the internet or is the internet watching you? Who watches the Watchmen? All right, this next one is for you. I picked this one for you, Will. I know you're a huge...
Right when I read the title.
You're a huge fan of this, so I want you to read the first word of this next headline.
And tutu.
Okay, all jokes aside, this is kind of news because I've been watching smartphone videos for a while, and this thing is a fixture. The benchmark application Antutu is like a thing that people use frequently. Maybe not as much anymore, but it's definitely got a history in the smartphone video game of showcasing the performance of smartphone competitors. Mm. And then people got away from benchmarks more recently. The synthetic nature of them, people argue about how valid benchmark results are, but this benchmark app has been removed from the Play Store, and the company behind the benchmark app has responded. So apparently Google Play, they started to get suspicious of this particular app because of the owner of the app, which was listed as a separate company, Cheetah Mobile. Google had gone in and removed a number of Cheetah Mobile applications that were on the Play Store as part of a crackdown because apparently some of those applications weren't meeting their criteria for privacy and various other sketchy elements in their estimation. They have all kinds of rules, you know, on the Play Store. And so this is sort of the latest aspect of that. And the company, Antutu, they're not happy about it. They're saying, no, we're not even really that affiliated with them. There's an official response here in the article. Antutu is not the related account of Cheetah Mobile. Cheetah Mobile has never touched our Google Play account. And Antutu has not done any promotion of Cheetah Mobile. They're trying to separate themselves from Cheetah Mobile completely. And they're asking that Google examine their account carefully to resolve the misunderstanding. But it's just an ask at this point. As it stands right now, it's down from the Play Store, and it can't be downloaded for the time being. Now, the reason, the affiliation, apparently, if you look at the latest available archive of the app, it will point to Cheetah Mobile's website, which they're stating is an indicator that it's likely owned by Cheetah Mobile. And apparently, Cheetah Mobile has years of policy violations. Now, I'm not familiar with Cheetah Mobile specifically, but obviously, I've used Antutu before. And I guess to some individuals, this could be seen as a bad thing. Frequent users of the app, but you have to wonder. Let's just speculate that there was something nefarious going on in the background that Google didn't pick up on until now. You wonder what was being extracted within that benchmark application. What were they looking for? What was... assuming something nefarious is going on. Now, I don't know that that's the case, obviously, as it stands right now. And Antutu is saying, we're not even affiliated with them. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of people who have used this app. And you have to wonder what kind of license, what kind of opportunity was granted once installed for this app or various other Cheetah Mobile apps. How they were peeking on you.
Oh, boy.
What they were, who knows what you've submitted to them? Well,
yeah.
Well, they know about you.
I just give access to everything.
Everything. You just click yes to everything because you need to see those hot benchmark scores.
Yeah.
You say, my new smartphone is so fast. And you just,
test it every hour.
So anyway, as it stands right now, it looks like they might be done. It might be a wrap for Antutu. Now, there are other benchmark apps out there. There's one called Geekbench, obviously. And Geekbench, I think they're based in Toronto, in fact. Hmm. I once spoke to the founder or lead developer. I don't remember how it was we got in touch, but I obviously have much closer contact and know a little bit more about Geekbench than I do about Antutu. But nonetheless, the argument will still rage over whether or not these benchmarks serve a purpose or if it's just, what would you say, flexing?
Mm-hmm.
Smartphone flexing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is. Anyway, Will, that's it. That's it for me. I got nothing. There's nothing left here. You're looking at an empty tank right now. An empty gas tank.
Yeah. It's a late one.
I need a refuel. We had no food talk today, which normally gets me through.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I'm thinking about dinner. We had no food talk.
We had durian.
Yeah, but you made it sound like it was inedible. I said, is it any good? And you're like, well, if you eat it on a full moon on a Tuesday in a freezer in Antarctica, it's beautiful. Jeez, man.
Yeah, well, we should try it.
What would you say it smells like?
I don't want to go down there.
You don't want to go down there.
It's just a very strong fruit smell.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. It's got intense real quick over here. Yeah, anyway.
Let's go to TNT. Grab.
All right, cool. That's dinner. Durian for dinner 2020. See you guys.